1940s, golden age of radio. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Turning the dial, I stay for a while. Doubt our children. Podcast new sound, taking it down. Hear that. We're on a new track.
Hello and welcome to another episode of
the Second Golden Age of Radio.
Yay. Today's episode, we will be discussing, talking about, acting out something called Theater 5.
Theater 5, what's it about?
I don't know. Let's research it. It's one that I've not been exposed to before.
Oh my. So this will be a first. Usually you know all of the ones that we watch.
Yep. Oh, we don't watch them.
Listen to. That's very true.
Theater 5 was ABC's attempt to revive radio dramas during the early 60s. The series was derived from its time slot at 5 p.m. So, hey, we're going to put some theater on at 5. We'll call it Theater at 5.
Ah, Theater 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Running Monday through Friday was an anthology of short stories, each about 20 minutes long.
You would think 5 minutes.
No.
Time, not duration.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
There was a good bit of science fiction. Some of the plots had been taken from the daily newspaper. Fred Foy of the Lone Ranger was an ABC staff announcer in the early 60s who, among other duties, did Theater 5.
Cool. So I was thinking when you said the plots seem to have been taken from the daily newspaper, it's like Law and Order, ripped from the headlines.
Boom, boom.
Dum-bum.
Boom, boom.
So that reminded me of that, and I thought, oh, okay. So this is like the pre-Law and Order, maybe, but maybe not Law or Order. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Mm-hmm. We'll hear.
Oh, man.
Let's look at the episodes that we have at our disposal. We could do Hit and Run, A House of Cards.
House of Cards, that's a television show right now.
Yeah. Do you want to try that one?
I mean...
The Fun Party. I mean, these titles.
All of these things are so interesting. Molecule Mask, A Caller at Midnight. I've Got Your Number.
The Late Matthew Dillard.
The Boy. How would you like it if I called you Boy? How about writing some songs for me, Boy? Richard did a play called They're Playing Our Song, and that was one of the lines. Lovely boy.
Where's that one?
Theater 5 presents Lovely Boy.
Jen, where are you?
I tell you, I don't know. All I know is that his name is Dallin Brothers.
Roseanne!
Theater 5 has presented Lovely Boy, written by Raphael David Blau, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, David Burns, Betty Gard, Joan Loring, Ed Zimmerman, and Jimsy Summers. Audio engineers Neil Pultz and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Otter. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York, 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York, 23, New York.
Wow.
This is Fred Foy speaking.
Good family. family fun.
Oh, definitely. We have drama that is bad.
This has been an ABC Radio Network production.
Yep.
The Greeks had a word for it, and the word was Sybil, meaning a woman who foretell the future.
It's a lovely boy
now,
at the door.
Too,
don't trust him. Don't trust him, Richard. He's not what he seems. He told me a different story.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
The worst.
Wow. This was like the ultimate... Kids, pay attention to your mom and dad story.
They know what the hell they're talking about. Also, it could be the parents' fault, because if they just would have let her come home like normal and he would have left, she wouldn't have died.
Yeah.
She effing died.
We think. He might have just choked her until she fell gently to sleep and then awoke later. Yeah, she died.
Yeah, she totally died.
Oh, Father, Father.
You
Father,
right?
He's going to kill me.
I know he is.
He's right outside the door and he's going to strangle me.
His name isn't Alan Brothers, it's...
D-E-A-D. Dead.
So it was... That was it. That's all you missed. Girl meets boy. Boy is a compulsive liar. Parents jump to the conclusion that boy is insane. Because he's a compulsive liar, so he's a crazy. He drops her off at home. They're like, hey, we don't trust him, right in front of him. And then she's like, come on, we're leaving. Come on, Alan, let's go.
Stupid parents.
And then they stay up all night. They get a phone call. It's her. Then he is exactly what they thought.
He is a murderous psycho crazy. And he took her out apparently with the express purpose of killing her.
At least that night.
Yeah.
Like, not the original part of the night. He brought her home and then took her out again.
But then he knew that they were onto him, so that he got revenge by killing her like they thought he was. I don't know.
Yeah, it was the worst.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst.
The worst.
It's like the Craigslist killers.
I said it was exactly like, it will, if we modernize it, it has to be like an episode of Catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're online dating and you don't know who really is on the other end. It's just like that.
Yeah, and then you end up dead.
D-E-A-D, dead.
Well, that was all ABC brought to you by ABC, and that's what they brought to us.
ABC, edgy.
Edgy drama. Oh, mother and father, you just don't understand.
Yeah, but all of the women have... It's that time of history, I guess. All of them. I said that the little girl that they called to see if their daughter was with them, or to ask about the daughter's boyfriend, sounded like Judy Garland. And then the daughter kind of sounded like Judy Garland. They all have that Dorothy voice, which I obviously don't do very well.
So I guess we know what to do. We're just going to bring you a horrible thing with jazzy music.
Bum, bum, bum.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
And dear Susie, I just got your Facebook message and your email and all your tweets and saw lots of clips of you on YouTube, and I just had to write to tell you that I'm pretty rich and I think I can take care of you, if you know what I mean, winky face.
Oh my goodness, this sounds like the perfect dream guy for me. Dear Jeffrey, I can't wait to meet you. You sound like a wonderful guy. Please, come visit me at my apartment. It is 222 West 18th Street. See you at 6. Winky face, winky face.
Susie, I'll be there with bells on.
Bell emoticon.
Later that evening.
Honey, can you get the door?
Oh, hello. Hey, what's up? Oh, I'm here to see, I'm here to see Susie. Oh, yeah, she told us about all your online profiles.
and such and so forth. Right, honey?
That's right.
You go get Susie and I'll just talk to this gentleman.
All right, I'll go get her. Susie! Susie, come on!
Yeah, I hear you invented Napster and that you're starting a Fortune 500 company and that you drive a Rolls Royce and a Lexus as well. Yeah, I think you're pretty good for my daughter, Susie. Where were you born?
Oh, I was born in Idaho, and I went to Harvard Law School and all those other things. Anyway, Susie, are you ready?
Okay, let's go. It's so great to meet you in person. You're exactly what I was expecting.
Oh, good. I'm glad to see you in person, too. You match your YouTube videos to a T.
LOL.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Have her home in an hour.
Oh, Dad.
Just kidding. Oh, honey, I just was talking to the boy, and he seemed really great.
He is really great. Susie was just telling me how he was raised in Utah.
Shit, Idaho.
And Idaho? Yeah. No, silly. You've got your facts wrong. You're so old. You just don't remember.
He just told me, and I'm only 45.
And that how he went to Stanford, and that was where he made all of his computer billions.
No, he went to Harvard and invented Napster, silly.
Napster?
Yeah, that thing with the things, and you download it.
Oh, that thing with the things. Honey, I don't know. I'm sure Susie told me he went to Utah. He lived in Utah, and he went to Stanford.
Well, can you text her real quick?
Oh, you know how hard it is for me to text. I'll try. Susie. Oh, it's always spelling it wrong. Susie. Where did Jeffrey go to school? Send.
Oh, it came back. Should reply really quickly.
Mom, he went to Stanford. Why?
So he just told me the opposite of Stanford. So I think he's a liar.
Oh no. Maybe I should text her and see if she'll come back. I'm worried about where she is with this guy.
Tell her to come back. It's like all those A&E dramas.
Yeah, you've seen all those episodes of the show where they meet somebody and they're not who they thought they were going to be? The trout show or something?
I think that's what she's found herself, a trout fish.
That sounds exactly what it is. Oh my goodness, I'm so worried. Susie, please come home now. Boyfriend. Bad. Send.
Boyfriend bad. Oh, that's good.
Yeah? You like that?
Yeah.
Good. I thought that explained it pretty well. Mom, boyfriend good. That was what I got back. Leave me alone.
Oh, no. She's never coming back.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Honey. It's 8:45. Should we call the police?
Yes.
Yes?
I'll do it. Give me your phone.
All right, here you go. I don't have the large numbers on my phone, though.
Hello?
Hello? This is the police office.
Our daughter's with a trout fish.
I'm sorry, sir?
A schemer. A hoodlum. She went on a date with someone she met online on the interwebs.
Sir, people go on online dates all the time nowadays. There's no need to worry.
This one's a liar.
Sir, not everyone is everything they say they can be.
That's what I'm saying.
Sir, don't you worry. Where are they? I can go check on them for you.
I don't know. They didn't say. I thought they were going to a movie.
Okay, sir. Well, I guess you just call me back if you have any more details.
No, don't hang up. She hung up.
Oh, honey, what are we going to do?
Probably just
Wait by the phone or something.
Oh my goodness, wait by the phone. We could just take our phone to bed with us.
Oh, good idea.
All right, let's do that.
I think you got one of those messages. Check it, check it.
What's it say? What does it say, Harold?
Mom, you're right, boyfriend bad.
Oh no!
Oh
my goodness, that's exactly what we thought!
Oh no!
He's bad!
Wait,
honey!
She's trying to face space with us.
Run!
Trying to face space.
How to face?
Hello, honey? Why are you
Mom! Dad!
Why are you in a dark alley?
I'm trying to run from him. He was so bad.
That's what we told you. Why didn't you come home when we told you that?
He's trying to strangle me.
All right. I love you.
I love you. Please help me.
Oh, quick. Call the police.
Oh, no.
We have to hang up on you to call the police. 911. Operator. 911 operator. Her cell phone number is 222-5609, and we just face spaced with her, and she's dying.
I'm sorry.
Our daughter, no! Get her! Find tracker!
Alright, sir. You just hold on the line. We'll see what we can do. Alright, sir, we have a patrol car on our way to her right now.
Oh, thank God.
I'm so worried. I hope they get there in time. It didn't seem good. Did you see the way he had his hand around her mouth?
I know. Hopefully they will get her. Hopefully they'll find her.
I hope so.
Oh, wait. She's coming back on the line, I think.
Mom, Dad.
Honey.
I used the mace that you gave me. I'm okay. I got
You're
away.
You're okay? This is a much better story than it could have been if this was 1960.
Oh, thank God we got away. Oh, here come the police. They're going to take him away.
Oh, thank God. I
thank
love you,
Mom
honey.
And Dad. I love you so much.
We love you, too. And the next time, listen to us.
Oh, I will. I'll listen to you guys.
And probably never move out. Okay, she hung up. She hung up.
Oh, thank goodness for modern technology.
Modern technology, fast police work, traces on cell phones. It's not like the 60s anymore.
Thank goodness.
I pray to goodness up above that this is what happened.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, goodness.
Goodness and blessings be upon us. And just good luck.
Amen, goodness.
Amen.
So, I like what happened in our story better.
That was
saying.
So much better.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she survived.
She survived in ours, and even if she were partly dead, they would have revived her.
Yes, yes. But she got away.
Yeah.
Because women are safe.
With mace.
They should be safe.
With condoms and mace.
They should always be alert to,
be alert
Facebook,
to
scammers.
Facebook scammers, Craigslist murderers.
You tell people
you
where
tell
you're
people
going.
Where you're going.
You
face
space
face
them.
Them. And then you always.
Parents, stalk your children.
Always look.
Be always looking. Check their emails. Check their bedrooms. You go through their closets. Wait. No.
Like the NSA.
Yes. The NSA. Who
NSA.
Now has a copy of this.
Thank you,
forever.
NSA.
Thank you, NSA, for saving us.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, The
Second
Golden Age of
radio.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.